You're listening to Tony Terzi. It's Terzi Talk, here on the Talk of Connecticut, AM 1360, 1470, 610, and 1240.
Welcome back to Terzi Talk, here on the Talk of Connecticut. We're so happy that you choose to join us whenever we are on the radio, which is typically every other week. My name is Tony Terzi. Typically, by day, I earn my keep by being a New Haven-based reporter for Fox Connecticut, and I enjoy getting to meet new people. One woman I haven't met, but we're happy to have as a guest here on the Terzi Talk radio show this morning is a woman named Dawn DiMatteo. She's got a 23-year-old son who has cerebral palsy. Being a single mom, he certainly occupies most, if not all, of her time, and I'm sure she's happy to have that be the case. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I watched your testimony on the Connecticut Network, CTN, and it was very heartfelt, your testimony.
Thank you.
About your son. And why don't you tell people why you were at the legislative office building to offer your story about your son?
I was mainly up there because of the continuing rescissions that are being put forward to the Department of DDS, which is formerly known as the Department of Mental Retardation, which this department helps fund services for children like myself, my son, and thousands of others around the state of Connecticut. And basically, these continuing rescissions are destroying our family. And I have to be honest, Tony, they're nothing short of a death sentence for our families. They're taking away more and more funding, which takes away programs that for our children that afford us as parents to be able to go to work to support the household. Currently, my son is on, I'm waiting for residential placements for him. He needs 24/7 care. He's in diapers, non-vocal. He's actually like an 18-month-old in a 23-year-old body. It's non, when you say constant, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
He'll get up during the night. There's been issues where he's pulled the TV off the wall and it's broken and so it is constant care. And these continuing rescissions are damaging. Like I said, it is nothing short of a death sentence on our families. And one can't help to think that it's a direct hit on this population. It's pure madness.
In your testimony, Dawn, which I watched on CTN, you said these cuts, and by the way, nearly $8 million of the $103 million worth of rescissions that the governor enacted, or budget cuts, that the governor enacted 3 weeks ago. Of the $103 million from the budget coming out of DDS, the Department of Developmental Services. And one of your quotes was, these cuts have taken the possibility of residential placement for Anthony, who's 23, off the table. That puts incredible stress on parents like you.
Yes, it does. It's very hard to hang on. I'm literally hanging on by a thread right now. I'm doing this all by myself. My only backup is my 14-year-old son who needs to help me. I do work full-time. And there's numerous families in the same situation. And like I tried to explain to those up at the legislative office building, is in addition to all this stress and dealing with this and trying to survive, because it's nothing short of trying to survive, we now have to fight this battle of politics. This is about people. Without Anthony getting residential placement, I'm honestly not sure how long I can hold on.
You also said in your testimony that I watched on CTN, while a second chance program is being put into place for some of our population, what about a first chance for this population?
Exactly. This population doesn't have any chance. And the rescissions keep taking away any little possible funding or chance that they may have to be out in the community, to be in a group home with their peers, to, it's not fair. It's not justice and it's not fair. And for those legislators up in Hartford, like I said in my testimony, who understand this and are standing up, we applaud them. But for those who are backing down and don't have the courage to stand up to leadership, I'm not sure if that's really what we need in Hartford for our children.
Speaking with Don DiMatteo, whose adult son, Anthony, 23 years old, has cerebral palsy. You heard her tell us that he doesn't communicate through speaking. He can be violent at times, and he really needs to be in a home with peers who are in similar situations, but she says that because of these budget cuts, these rescissions that Governor Malloy enacted 3 weeks ago, 8 million of that 103 million is not going to be going, is going to be taken out of the Department of Developmental Services. There was so many great messages. There was a grandmother, Denise King. She was there with her husband, Frank King, and their grandson, Matthew. And she said, Governor Malloy, it's your moral obligation to fund people, not projects. And that may have been, you know, talking about the governor's transportation initiative where he's investing $100 billion over 30 years into transportation initiatives, which are important. But I thought her message was profound. Fund people, not projects. So that's what Denise and Frank King had to say. And how about the last young man to speak, Justin Lewis? Did he not bring a tear to your eye? He is a DDS consumer. This young man has Down syndrome, and he announced to the folks at the LOB that morning that he spent the winter and spring not only dealing with his Down syndrome, but fighting cancer. And he said, I only had funding because my cancer made me an emergency. Wow. That was something. Really, really something. Dawn, where do you go now with Anthony? Is there no chance of placement because of these cuts? You know, we talked about it briefly, but do you think there is no chance of placement for him?
I think there's a very slim to no chance of placement. If these cuts continue to go, and our biggest fear is that by the time this leadership is out of office, DDS, and again, formerly the Department of Mental Retardation, will be obsolete. This is going to be one of the many cuts that are going to be coming down the pike, and we need to fight for these children, and we need families out there to contact your legislators. You can find out who your legislator is by going on cga.ct.gov, and please reach out to them. It has to be a joint effort, and we need to fight these cuts. Our children are just too important to be pushed aside, and basically, in my eyes, I feel like they're being bullied.
Now, you did speak in a group of people that were presented by Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano of North Haven and House Republican Leader, the House Minority Leader Themis Claridis, who is from the Valley. But have you also reached out to Democratic leadership?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Yes, we have. We've reached out to everyone. Unfortunately, some do respond and some don't. But, and again, without being
political,
lack of respect or political, because this really isn't a political issue. This is a moral issue, and that's what we need them to understand is, This is a moral issue. When you put your head on the pillow at night, you need to know that you did something right by these innocent individuals who don't have voices. It's not about what you can get behind the scenes. It's not political. And that's the point that really needs to be pushed to home with you know, with everyone up at the LOB. And again, you know, hats off and thank you from the bottom of our heart from those that are stepping up and do see this and realize it's a moral issue. But there are several that, for whatever reason, probably realize it's a moral issue, but don't have the courage to stand up.
Now, Dawn, if folks wanted to friend you or reach out to you on Facebook, are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook, and they can also reach out to Connecticut DDS Families First.
Connecticut? Now, do you spell out Connecticut, or is it CT?
No, just CT.
Okay, CTDDS. CTDDS.
Families First.
Families First, and you spell
and
out first.
Yep, and by all means, I'm on Facebook. Please friend me.
Okay, so that's...
Send me a private message.
Okay. And it's Dawn DiMatteo, folks. You're from East Haven, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Dawn, D-A-W-N, if you're trying to find her on Facebook, D-A-W-N DiMatteo, D-I-M-A...
Nope. D-E.
D-E, I'm sorry. D-E-M-A-T-T-E-O?
Yes.
Okay, D-E-M-A-T-T-E-O. That's Dawn DiMatteo. You can friend her on Facebook. And if you're in a similar situation and would like to carry on a conversation, you can reach her there as well.
By Dawn? All means. It's an open line.
Okay.
And also, when they friend me on Facebook or go on to DDS Families First,
mm-hmm.
they can view the link that you were talking about with regards to the press conference on CTN.
Okay, so ctddsfamiliesfirst.org?
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yep, if they go on to that Facebook page,
yep.
They could read through the post and they will be able to, from there, get onto the link that
okay.
would bring them to the reference that you made throughout.
Yep.
Our conversation
yep,
on the speeches last week.
The CTN, yeah.
Yep.
So that's good. So find Dawn on Facebook, and it's DiMatteo. It's DiMatteo. Find her on Facebook, and you can see the link. You can hear her testimony and others from that wonderful day at the LOB. Dawn, we wish you the best. We pray for you and your two sons and hope that everything works out for the best.
And thank you for this opportunity.
You bet. Dawn DiMatteo.